Welcome to this podcast about Morse and Muir Glaciers and Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve in Alaska. The article is produced by CoastView, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Morse and Muir Glaciers terminate at the head of Muir Inlet in Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve, approximately 53 miles north of Gustavus, Alaska. Morse Glacier originates in the Alsek Range of the St. Elias Mountains and extends south-southeast for 9 miles to an exposed outwash plain. It was named in 1892 by Harry Fielding Reed in honor of J.F. Morse, one of his companions on a trip to the area in 1890. Reed had initially referred to it as the West Tributary of Muir Glacier. Muir Glacier begins about 9 miles south of Mount Harris and flows south for 13 miles to Muir Inlet, roughly 7 miles northwest of White Thunder Ridge. It was named around 1880 after John Muir, an American naturalist who discovered the glacier during his 1879 trip to Alaska. Muir Glacier, now about 0.4 miles wide and 13 miles long, was the main attraction for visitors until the mid-1980s. At that time, the glacier's terminus was at tidewater, calving icebergs into Muir Inlet from a 200-foot high ice wall. Since the Little Ice Age maximum position at Glacier Bay's mouth around 1780, Muir Glacier has experienced rapid and well-documented retreat. In 1794, explorer Captain George Vancouver found most of Glacier Bay covered by an enormous ice sheet, estimated to be 3,900 feet thick in some areas. By 1904, the glacier had broken through the mountains between Pyramid Peak to the west and Mount Wright and Mount Case to the east, reaching the entrance to Muir Inlet. Since then, the glacier has retreated more than 24 miles from its 1904 position. A dramatic retreat of Muir Glacier began in 1899, marked by high ice flow and calving rates. By 1979, the glacier flowed at about 6,000 feet per year, or roughly 16 feet per day. In 1993, it emerged from tidewater. Currently, the ice flow rate near the terminus is approximately 150 feet per year, or 0.5 feet per day. While the terminus position remains relatively stable, the glacier is thinning and surface crevasses are generally absent in this region. The ice advances and retreats seasonally, depositing large mounds of sediment at the terminus. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.